Hi, everybody. Eric Erlitson would like to have the first question. He stopped me on the way in. Says nobody else, especially Gloom. Is that too harsh? A little bit. What happened to the TVs?
They've been on all day.
You turned them off?
I didn't turn them off.
You turned them? Oh my gosh. I'm out of my element. What do I do? Am I sweating? All right, let's.
What you think of your team tonight?
Oh my God. We won, so anytime you win, the coach is usually happy.
Are you bothered by giving up the 2 in the third period? Or is that a byproduct of Columbus really pushing the pace?
It was two good hockey teams out there. And we earned our 4-2 lead. But this is now, it's two games in a row where, and last game was tied, but our third period was our worst. And again, tonight our third period was our worst. And so we've got to look inside ourselves and ask the questions why. Why was it? And, and if it's the football terminology, we just jumped right into the prevent defense. And what do they say about that defense? Prevents you from winning. Didn't do that tonight, but we just got away from the things that made us successful. In saying that, let's give Columbus a little bit of credit. They're a really good hockey team, and they came out here to get some points out of this game, and they did. And they did that by putting us on our heels a little bit. If I was going to take a positive out of the third, I'm saying when they did tie it, we turned our game around, so that was good.
Steven is not somebody you typically turn to in shootouts quite a bit. You put him in that third role tonight. Is something you just saw, something you felt? Is that a gut feel in that situation?
Well, he's a scorer. He's, for me, I think he was down on himself, that he took that penalty in overtime. He was very positive on the bench, and the guys killed it off. And I was hoping he was going to go out there and snipe it, and he did. Because I think for him to be able to go out there and lift the team up after, we lifted him up by killing the penalty off, and it was a great job by him.
In Thursday's game, there were a lot of, it wasn't your best defensive performance, a lot of odd man rushes against you. Pleased with the way the guys responded?
It's the way that NHL looks like it's going now. It's a 5-4 game, and you're kind of pleased with the way your team played defensively. I never thought I'd say that. I always used to say, you keep a team under two, it's a good chance you can win the game, and that number might be going up a little bit. But for the most part, we made some glaring errors, and good teams will bury them, and they did. And it was tough that they were, every time we gave them a big time chance, it was going in the net. But you just can't leave these guys wide open in front, and that's what we did. And as I said, when it was 2-2, I liked the way we responded, and then we killed that penalty off. And you got to tip your hat to our goaltender, pretty big time save he made in Panarin there on the one timer.
A couple of years ago, when you guys went to the Cup final, you guys had a good habit of not letting losses pile up. Stopping a losing streak before it got started. Does this team seem to be developing that same habit?
Early to say. What I can say about this team so far, though, is when we've had a little bit of a stinker, we've responded. And you got to like that about your group. Now, the big thing is you just can't have the stinkers every second night. But I really like the way the guys have responded when we've had a subpar performance.
Cool. All right. Quick question. What do you make of both teams eclipsing 15 shots in the first period, 32 shots in the first period? What do you make of that? Why did it open up so much?
Well, first of all, the game's seems to be a little bit more offensive, and for whatever the reason is, whether it's the fear of having penalties or slashes or hooks, and now it's harder to defend. I think probably teams are coaching a little bit more offensively to score goals. I don't I can't sit here and say this is going to last. I always feel that that first third of the season, tons of goals are scored, and it tails off when teams start hunkering down and playing a little bit more defense. But yeah, that's all I can answer for that.
Good evening. 10 a.m. Monday, Brandon.